time to talk some Oregon hoops. The women busted up Eastern Washington after a long road trip, then exploded from the gate Saturday, took down Oklahoma, the ranked number 10. Hampton in town tomorrow night for a 6 o'clock tip. He's the coach now, season 4. Welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach Graves, how are you?
Steve, I'm doing great. Good to be with you today, buddy.
So did you and yours have an enjoyable holiday?
We did. It was a little hectic. Had some family in from Spokane. But it was nice. And, you know, when you have a game, there's always that something in the back of your mind. You can't totally relax, you know. You know you got a game that you got to prepare for. But it was good. I took the boys up, and we spent one day up at PK80 and watched our Ducks. And it was a pretty neat event all the way around.
So how about a couple of non-specific questions? I know you grew up in Salt Lake City. You played at New Mexico. You worked at Portland, St. Mary's, obviously Gonzaga. So now it's your fourth year here in Eugene. How are you and your wife and kids like living in this? Let's face it, it's a very unique city.
It is unique. I've loved it right from the get-go. I've always loved Oregon itself, and certainly Eugene's been great. It's taken a little bit for Mary, you know, but I think she didn't move down here for about 18 months after I did, so she hasn't been here quite as long. But I think we're really enjoying it as a family. My two oldest sons are up and kind of gone, and my youngest son is a senior at South Eugene, and we'll be playing for the Axemen. Hey, they open up Wednesday night at South Salem, so I'm really excited to go up and kind of see him and support his team this year too.
Now, I've never asked you about your playing days with the Lobos in the mid 80s.
Don't.
No. This is interesting because you played for Gary Colson. You were a guard. You scored double digits. You passed. You rebounded. So I was actually looking. Your senior year, you guys made the NIT, hosted a game, and played Oregon State and a guy named Gary Payton. What do you remember about that? What do you remember about that?
Well, I remember he was a cocky freshman at the time and was really good. But what sticks out in my memory is Eric Knox hit an off-balance three-pointer at the buzzer to beat us. And that was disappointing. That's how my college basketball career ended. Eric Knox, he's now a coach at Benson Tech up in Portland. We've had a chance to reconnect, and I loved it there. It was a great place to play. Man, basketball's big time down there, and Coach Colson, a great guy, and still keep in touch with my teammates. It was I loved being a Lobo.
Yeah, and for people we used to call Matt Court the Pit, that was actually nationally, that was the real pit. That was the snake pit.
You walk in at the top level, and it's literally a big pit, a hole in the ground.
That's awesome. We're talking with Kelly Graves. Obviously, the big story around town this weekend, you know, the Duck football team laid the biggest hurting in Civil War history. So you arrived here in April of 2014. Did it take long for people to get across to you the magnitude of the Civil War? Or having spent so much time in this region, did you have a pretty good idea?
Well, no, I didn't. I didn't have that kind of an idea, but how spoiled was I? My first football season here was Mariota's last season, and I just couldn't believe how crazy the football fans are here in a good way, and the passion with which they, you know, love their team and support their team. But I'm getting after a couple of years now a better feel for this Civil War, and I know we've got to do a lot better and do our part. We haven't been able to take down the Beavers yet, but we're hoping this will be the year.
Yeah, that should be an awesome matchup. So after your great run last year, we talked about, you know, the kind of freshman season that Sabrina had. And I know that when a season ends, you kind of, and your staff, you get together with the players, you think about the future. And knowing what a passionate, dedicated player she is, what did you talk about with her when the season ended about, you know, maybe where she needed to improve to become a better player coming into this year?
Well, one of the things we talked about is the fact that she's got to be the one that leads this group. You know, she's going to, we're going to go as far as she can take us in terms of her competitiveness and toughness and her willingness to give everything she has to the team. And not that she wasn't a great team player, but we'll take on her personality, and I think we have. Number two, just her ability to play ball screens and use ball screens better, I think, was an area she was a little deficient, not nearly as good as, let's say, Maite Cazorla. So she's been a good teacher for Sabrina. And I think thirdly, and perhaps most important, is just she's got to guard better, you know? Yeah, she's we say Sabrina's kind of live like a riverboat gambler. I mean, she's all over the place defensively, and she'll gamble and take chances, but she's got to be able to lock down her defender or her offensive player, because for us to be an elite team, we've got to be better defensively, and that starts with our guards.
Now, when we talked last week, you'd had a trip. You went to College Station for a top 20 team. Then you played Louisville at their place, a top 5 team. Then a quick turnaround against Eastern Washington. So it seemed like the Eastern Washington game, you guys were not in a mood to mess around. You were a 47-17. I mean, you coaches could always find something, but that was a heck of a performance.
It was. It was. We had no practices under our belt, before that game, between our last game. And, we came out hungry. You know what we did? We put a lot of pressure on them defensively. We were trapping and picking them up full court and turning them over, and that led to easy baskets. And I think, that's something that we can do more regularly with a lot of teams, I think. That kind of gets us going, if we can get out and defend and get in your face a little bit. So, yeah, that helped. And, they always say defense travels well, right?
Yeah.
Better than
yep.
offense. And we needed that night. It kind of got us jump-started. And hopefully we can continue to build on that. Oklahoma the other night, averaging about 92, 93 a game coming into the game, and we held them to 74. Now, that's too many points. But still, I thought defensively we were pretty good that night too. So it's coming, Steve. It's coming, buddy.
Yeah, you talked about that, and in that Oklahoma game, I mean, your defense was really the reason. They never got closer than 10 points in the second half, and like you said, the number might not be to your satisfaction, but that was their season low.
Yeah, it was. They had a really good player inside that killed us. We fouled way too much. They shot 34 free throws. But, we held them to one three-pointer, and they make 9 a game, and a lot of those were contested. Really, I thought we flew around. We created some offense off our defense. And I just thought overall, against a very, very good team and a hard team to guard, because they spread you out with 4 guards and then they have that big, super center. I just thought overall we did a really good job and we're in control of that game the entire night. And that as a coach is fun to see. We could never really knock them out and just put them out of their misery, but it was never really a close game.
All right. Final thought here, Coach, beyond the stat sheet, the number that popped, more than 6,000 on hand at Matt Knight Arena. Folks have been showing up more as they see what you're producing here. And, it's a holiday weekend, that kind of event. When you walk out and you saw that kind of support, what kind of jolt is that for you and your people?
I thought it was great. I was so happy and so proud of our fans for the support. That's hard when you got to split allegiances, between the football and the basketball, and you had the PK80 up in Portland going on. But I think that's great, and hopefully that's more the norm. I think we're a fun team to watch. Our kids play really hard. If you come out and watch, you're going to go away impressed, going, they share the ball, they play the right way, they work hard, they appear that they – like they love each other. And, I'm glad that there were a lot of fans there to appreciate that great event. And quite frankly, to support Phil Knight. He's done a lot for this
Sure.
community and our university in this state. And quite frankly, athletics in general. And I thought it was really a nice tribute to see the fans out support. So I do want to thank all of them for that.
Oh, by the way, I just got a text. Somebody said, did I ask Coach what Sabrina did to earn her tea? I didn't catch that. What did I miss?
Oh, she got a block late in the game on that big player who had 32 on us, okay? And she just kind of gave her a stare down. And I think the two of them kind of, you know, posed a little bit with each other. And they figured late in the game was over. Let's just, you know, give them both a tee and move on. I don't think it was anything bad. She didn't say anything. I looked really closely, and they just were puffing out their chests a little bit. So, no biggie.
I got you. Thanks for the...
It wouldn't have been a tee in the men's game, I don't think. You know, it's just, you don't see that all the time.
No, and it went by the boards because, like you said, at the juncture. But, folks, he's Kelly Graves. His Ducks are ranked 10th. No rest for the weary. Hampton in town tomorrow. Follow Coach on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksKG. Kelly, always my pleasure. Thanks for checking in. And good luck your two games this week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. I enjoyed it.
All right. Take it easy.